Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the first day of the month of Sivan Chodesh Tov, and on the 45th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can always view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That is ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Moshe Shiner, Mora D'Asara of the Palm Beach Synagogue in not so sunny at the moment, Palm Beach, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shiner reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, and conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shiner.
Thank you very much, my dear friend Naftali Herman, and to the entire OU for organizing these phone calls, which provide chizuk and tefillah for all of us. I really appreciate this opportunity. First of all, a good vach to everyone, and Chodesh Tov, as Rabbi Herman mentioned, today is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and today is the day that Bo Midbar Sinai, the Yidden, arrived at Har Sinai, and the famous Chazal, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Negad Ahar, the Jewish people rested facing the mountain, and the Pasuk says, Vayichan Lashin Yachid, and Rashi says that they rested Ki Ish Achad B'Lev Achad, that the Yidden rested with one heart as one person, and it was in the merit of this achdus, of this unity that we displayed 3,332 years ago on this very day, that we were zeicher, that we merited 6 days later to receive the Torah and the Aseres HaDibros. And I feel that this year, as we get ready for Shavuos, in these unprecedented times we've experienced over the past 2.5 months, and here, at least in South Florida, many shuls will be having some form of a minyan on Shavuos, whether it's an outdoor minyan with social distancing or an indoor minyan. And I feel that we could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that maybe unlike any other Shavuos in recent history, we are more ba'achdos, Klal Yisrael is more united than ever before. The amount of chesed, kindness, and goodness we've seen, the outpouring of support and love from one year to another, is unprecedented. I feel like we're living in a post-denomination world. There's no longer Chassidim or Masnagdim or Sephardim or Ashkenazim or Modern Orthodox or Ultra Orthodox. We really saw how Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael came together, both individuals and the many Chesed organizations and the members of Hatzalah who ran day and night to save lives at their own great risk to their personal health and well-being. We've seen Klal Yisrael come together in a way that reminds us what this day is all about, that when we are ki ish echad b'lev echad, that when we stand together as one, there is nothing that we cannot overcome together. And the goal is to take this feeling of achdus that we have and preserve it, maintain it, nurture it, and keep it forever, and remember these days how we stood together, and remember how Yidden always stood together, and that is our strength, the strength of the Torah. You know, David HaMelech says in Kapitel Lamed Aleph, the famous pasuk, Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim Oyev Yom Liras Tov. Who is the person who desires life and he wants to see good days? Nitzor Lushan Chomeira, guard your tongue from speaking evil. Usfasecho Midaber Mirma, your lips from speaking deceit. Sumeira, turn away from evil. Vasei Tov, and do good. Bake Shalom, seek peace. Urotfeu, and pursue it. And if you read the pasuk simply, it means that David HaMelech is saying that in order to merit a good long life, there's a list of about 6 things you have to do. You have to guard your tongue from speaking evil, your lips from speaking deceit. You have to turn away from evil, you have to do good, you have to seek peace, and you have to pursue the peace. But there's a Hasidic interpretation to this pasuk that says that what David HaMelech is actually saying is that there's only one thing you have to do in order to merit long life. Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim? Question mark. How do you, if you desire a good life, what should you do? One thing, Oev Yamim Liros Tov, which means love every day by seeing the good in everyone. And if you love each day because you see the good in every person, then automatically, Netzar Lashon Chamara, you'll guard your tongue from speaking evil, your lips from speaking deceit, you'll turn away from evil, you'll do good, you'll pursue peace, and you'll run after it. What David HaMelech was saying is that if you could see the positive, the good in your fellow Jew, in Klal Yisrael, then the natural outcome is that you won't have anything negative to say about anyone, because you'll always see their potential, you'll always see their neshama, you'll always see their goodness. And that's what I think is the blessing of these days, that we were able to see the tremendous goodness of Am Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, and how we all stood there for each other, and people went and shopped for each other, and took care of each other, and supported each other. And let us never forget it. Let us remember this, and always look at each other with that perspective of goodness, of seeing our inner potential. And when we do that, then we will have all the blessings that David HaMelech describes in the kapitel Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim. Just to conclude with one example, I'm sure everyone has many personal examples they could share of how they saw people's extraordinary kindness, and that they didn't recognize and realize how great these people were until this moment came, this test, this nisayon. But there was a story that was printed in the Yeted Neman newspaper that happened over Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. There was an elderly woman who lost her husband just a few months before the pandemic began. And then the pandemic struck, and of course everyone in Eretz Yisrael was on lockdown, and nobody was able to leave their apartments. And the children were devastated that their elderly mother would be alone on Pesach for the first time in her life after being married for close to 60 years. And for the first time, not only would she not have her husband, but she wouldn't even be able to have her children or her grandchildren. She would have to be in complete isolation. Well, the neighbors who had an apartment adjacent facing this woman's apartment called out to her from the window and said to her, "You know, we know you're all alone this year for Pesach. We have an idea. Why don't you set up your Seder table right next to the window? We have a Baruch Hashem, a nice family. We'll bring our family Seder table to our window. We'll keep our windows open, and we'll sing the Seder together. We'll participate through the alleyway, through the open windows." The woman was delighted that she would be able to participate in the Seder, and that's what they did. They both rearranged the furniture to put the tables by the window. And came the night of Seder, and sure enough, this family, which had Kanei Nahara, seven children, began the entire Seder and conducted it with great simcha, and they sang the songs loud enough that she on the other side of the alley could hear everything and sing along with them as the windows faced each other. After Yontif was over, her children called her right away to see how her Yontif was in isolation, and with tears in her eyes, she described how beautiful it was participating, listening to the children ask the four questions and singing all the songs. And then she says, "You're not going to believe it, but this family has the exact same songs, the exact same melodies, the exact same tunes. They sang everything that Abba sang that I'm accustomed to for the past 60 years. And I felt as though Abba was with me at the Seder, because not only all the songs and the melodies, but even the minhagim, every custom was the exact same custom that Abba had." And the children were also listening with tears in their eyes, because they knew something that she didn't know. And that was that these neighbors called every one of her children before Pesach and said, "We're going to be making a Seder for your mother. Please share with us, record for us all the songs that your father would sing at his Seder. And tell us all the minhagim that he would do, because we want to do it exactly the way your father, Alav HaShalom, did it. So your mother won't feel alone. She'll feel as though the presence of her husband is with her, participating in the Seder." This is the tremendous Avas Yisrael, love for a fellow Jew, that we've seen now. And that's what the Yidden showed at Har Sinai. May we merit to maintain that Avas Yisrael. And through this Avas Yisrael, we'll be zeichel, we'll merit to the ultimate final redemption with the coming of Mashiach, now speedily in our days. We'll now go to Kapitel Chaf, for all the Cholim and Cholos that need Refu Shalema. Chapter 20 in Tehillim. Lam Natseyach Mizmar LeDavid Yan Chadinoi Biyin Sara Yisagev Choshem Elehe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikoidesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Min Choysecha Veiloscho Yidash Nasehlo Yitin Lecho Kilvovecha V'chol atos cho yimalei, niran ino bishu asecho, Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yemale Adonai Kol Meshalecha Ata Yadati Ki Yoshia Adonai Meshichai Ya'aneh Mishmei Kodshoi Begvuros Yesha Yeminoi Eilav Arecha Ve'eilav Asusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Heima Karovino Fahlu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanesoidod Adonai Hishia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yayim Koreinu. Now go to Psalm 27, Kapitel Chav Zayin. L'David Adonai Eiri V'yishim Imi'ira Adonai Ma'iz Chayai B'mi'efchad B'kreiv Alay Mireyim Lechel Es B'sari Sarai V'yivayli Heima Koshlo V'nafalo Imtachna Limachna La Yira Libi Imtakum Alay Mulchama B'zeis Ani B'teyach Acha Shoalti Me'es Adonai Oysa Avake Shifti B'veis Adonai Kol Yimei Chayoi V'lasis B'neim Adonai Ulevake B'choloi Ki yitzbeneini besukai b'yemra, yastireini b'seser ahloi, b'tzur yirei mimeini, v'yata yorem reishi, aloi vais vivaisai, v'ez b'cha ba'aloi, zivchei serua, ashira v'azamra l'adainoi, shma adinoi keili ekra, v'choneini v'aneini, l'cha amalibi bakshupanoi, espanecha adinoi avakesh, Altas der panecha mimehni, altad daf avdecha, ezrasi hayisa, altitsheni, ve altazveni, elehe yishi, kiyavi vimi azavuni, vadino yasveni, haireni adine derkecha, unecheni beirech mishor, laman shoreroi, atetneni benefesaroi, ki kamu vi eli sheker, vi efeya chomos. Lule hamanti lirais betuv adonai be'eretz chayim kavei el adonai chazak v'yamets libecha v'kavei el adonai. And now Psalm 130 kuflamet shir hamahlois mimamakim kerasicha adonai adonai shema b'keili tiyenaz necha kashuvois l'kol tachanonai imavoinai istishmiya adonai miyamai kimcha haslicha Leman tivare kivisi adinoi kivsta nafshi velidvaroi hicholti nafshi ladinoi mishemrim labaiker shemrim labaiker yachel yisrael ladinoi kimadoni acheset vabeim moifedus vuhu yiftes yisrael mikael avaynesov. Now mishaberach for the cholim and cholos. Mishaberach avisenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yakov Meisha Aaron David u'Shleima Hu yivarech v'yirapei Kol hacholim v'acholos. Ba'avur sher kulanu mespalim ba'avuram uvavur shiitnu l'tzdaka b'li nede ba'avuram Chaza Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimal Rachum Aleim Lachlimam Lrapesim Lzirkum Lachaliesim V'Yishlach La Meheder Refuah Shleima Min Hashemayim L'Chol Avireim L'Chol Gideim B'Seich Shor Chir LiYisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashda Ba'Golo V'Zman Koriv V'Neimar Amen.
Achenu called Beis Yisrael, Hanisun Vitzar Vishavia, Hom Din Bein Bayam, Ovein Bayavasha, Amakom Yerachim Alehem, Yotzien Mitzar Lerbacha, Miafela Leram, Shiva Legula, Ashtaba Agalot Vizman Kariv, Vinomar, Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shiner. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need, be answered, Latova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Avi Goldstein of Beth Jacob Congregation in Columbus, Ohio. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.